that soldier? Are you experiencing the following? One.
Students at the University of Texas put on a play about a soldier returning from Iraq. In the audience are two men for whom it's real life.
I'm Michael Nordstrom. I'm a sergeant with the United States Marines. I decided about a month and a half ago I was going to refuse my orders and not go back. Legally, I violated Geneva Conventions, our own American Constitution, international law, the UN Charter. There was one day we ran a carload of women and children off the road, and I looked into the car and could tell, and just kept driving and didn't stop.
Flashbacks. My name is Hart Figes. I was with the 82nd Airborne Division. I started having these attacks. It felt like a person was trying to cut out of my chest with a knife. I got to my platoon sergeant and I just had a nervous breakdown right there and told him I can't pull the trigger no more.
What about the debate we see in the election at the moment?
The public debate is a sham. The only way to leave Iraq in a so-called victory, door to door, saying, I apologize, is... I can't imagine how much money we spent on this war, $80 billion, but we need to match that in our reparations.
But there's little on the campaign trail for hardcore anti-war protesters. Barack Obama wants an early withdrawal from Iraq, but would put more troops into Afghanistan. John McCain's committed to staying in the country until he thinks it's stable. So how do those messages go down with voters here in the military town of San Antonio, home to two Army and three Air Force bases?
We're military, but I still have no clue. Having read the Army Times, they're definitely pressing towards McCain.
I don't think we should pull everybody out as rapidly as Obama's making it sound.
McCain's a good man. I served in the military in Vietnam, same time he did, but I think he's got the wrong ideas on what we need to do over there.
Some people are oblivious to the fact that it affects them at all.
I'd certainly like to hear more discussion about why we got into this war with an eye towards never making this mistake again.